It's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Eternal Rock of Ages, I am that I am, the Ancient of Days, we worship you, we magnify your holy name. We're here this morning, Lord God Almighty, to minister unto you, because we are worthy to be praised, you're worthy to be adored. There's no one like you. There's no power like your power. Glory be to your holy name. Father, glory be to your holy name. We thank you because out of your infinite mercy, you have brought us to the end of the fifth month of this year. And we thank you because we know that the grace that kept us thus far will keep us to the end. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We thank you for our health. We thank you for our strength. We thank you for joy. We thank you for provision. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your patience. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, this morning, once again, we are presenting to you your children who have been very faithful to you in the payment of their tithes and in the giving of their offerings. Father, all we are asking is that upon these your children, you intensify your blessings in Jesus' name. Bless them like you have never done before in Jesus' name. Showers of blessing, so much that there will not be enough room to receive, pour on your children in Jesus' name. Bless their homes, bless their businesses, bless their bodies, bless their souls, bless their spirit. Let all be well with them. And all who are trusting you for jobs and provision, Father, answer them this month in Jesus' name. Today, Father, speak to us. Surprise us. Glorify your name. At the end of everything, let us be able to praise you again. Thank you, Father. For we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a song that says, I'm rejoicing, my name has been written, I'm rejoicing that I'm born again. How many of us know this song? All right, we sing that song, shake hands with as many people as you want, and rejoice if your name has been written, and rejoice if your name is going to be written this morning. Amen. I am rejoicing, my name has been written. I am rejoicing that I am born again. Hallelujah.
I am rejoicing, my name has been written. I am rejoicing that I am born again. Hallelujah. I am rejoicing, my name has been written. I am rejoicing.
I am rejoicing, my name has been written. I am rejoicing, my
This morning we want to talk about the book of life. Revelation chapter 20 verse 15. Revelation 20 verse 15 says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Many of us, particularly in the English class, I'm sure, had done exams before. And if it were in the universities, then you know that when the time for result come, they paste the names of those who have succeeded on the notice board. They don't write the names of those who fail. At least during my own time, I don't know if things have changed. So they write the names, and they write the names in alphabetical order. You know, you get there, and of course the first name you see is Adeboye. Praise the Lord. And then you go down, you begin to see Adebola, and so on and so forth. Then you go there to check your names. When you say, "Oh, the results have been pasted," you all rush there. Then you begin to read. Maybe your name is Babagunwa. That's a name that I'm not sure anybody here is bearing, so I'm on safe ground. Your name is Babagunwa. And so you begin to read. You see Adeboye and Adebola and so on and so forth. And then you see Babatunde, Babawande, and so on. And then suddenly you begin to read Dada, Duro Dola. You check what's happening. Maybe something is wrong. I must be rushing. You see, because when you are reading those names, everyone is nervous. You want to quickly get to your name. So you said, "Maybe I omitted this thing." So you go and start all over again. Because by the time you finish B, if your name is not there, you know something is wrong somewhere. And then, what's happening? Maybe you see Abodunde or Bogunduro or something, and you begin to check. Is it Babagunwa they wanted to write that they made a mistake? By the time you get to D and E and F, you begin to sweat. Because no name there means trouble. Serious trouble. By the time you finish quickly, as soon as you know that your name is not there, the first thing you want to do is you want to get away fast so that your friends there will not ask you, "Is your name there?" Some of you know what I'm talking about. And then you rush straight to the department to see whether the typist made a mistake. And you go to him and you say, "Excuse me, there's a list out there. Is there a secondary list? You know, maybe there's a second list that is yet to be pasted." He said, "No, that's the only list." "Are you sure there's no mistake, you know, in your typing?" He said, "Let me show you the original." Then she brings out the one that the professor gave him or gave her to type. And you check again, and Babagunwa is not there. And you know you are in soup. On the day that is going to end all this, after we have left this world and we get to the gates of heaven, they will open a book. I will stand there when it's my turn. You will stand there when it's your turn. And then they check. They ask, "What's your name?" You tell the angel, and he goes through. If your name is there, you go to heaven. If your name is not there, you go to hell. Now there's no begging. And you can't bribe the angel. And there can be no alterations made at all at that time. So it is about this book of life that I want to talk to you briefly this morning. And the first point, of course, is there is a book of life. It's a register in heaven called the Book of Life, as we have just read here. If anyone's name is not found written in the Book of Life, that fellow is cast into the lake of fire. Is that in your Bible too?
Yes.
And I'm sure you know that forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. That's point number one. There is a Book of Life. Two. Names are written there for record purposes. The book is not there for fun. God writes his name there for record purposes. It's just like a register. You know, in the marriage registry, everybody who gets married now, at one marriage registry or the other, if you marry in court or you marry in church, your names are there. For record purposes, just in case your husband decides today and say, I'm no longer married to you. I'm a bachelor. You say, ah. But we have a certificate saying, I've already destroyed it. I can go and get a copy. Because at the registry, there is a record. In heaven, there's a record. A record of all those who have been born again. So you can't get there and say, Lord, what do you mean? I'm a member of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, therefore I'm born again. He said, sorry, if you are born again, your name will be here. If it is true, you are to become a new creature. If you are not just going to church to sing, to dance, to clap, if you are not going to church and then remain a child of the devil, your name will be here. The very day you got born again, your name will be where? In the book of life. If your name is not here, you are not one of his. Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. The more you read Malachi chapter 3, the more you love it. With the exception of verse 10. The Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Then they that fear the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord. A book of what? Remembrance. Written for who? They that feared the Lord. Because those who fear the Lord are those who depart from iniquity. Those who fear the Lord are those who stay away from sin. Those who fear the Lord are those people who love holiness. If you don't fear the Lord, you can live any kind of life you like. It's they that fear the Lord that come to the Almighty God and say, Lord, you have to change me from within. I have to be a brand new creature. It's they that fear the Lord who say, I want to do your will and your will only. Your perfect will. Whether it is convenient for me or not, it is only those who fear the Lord who behave like that. And there's a book of remembrance called the Book of Life. God opened this book and said, angels begin to write their names. So that on that day, nobody can come in and say, I belong here. We say, if you belong here, we will soon find out. Your name will be written. That's number two. There is a book of life. Number two, names are written there for record purposes. Number three, the moment your name is in the book of life, heaven is guaranteed. In other words, if they open the book and they found your name there, you can go to heaven. Nobody can stop you. Revelation 21, verse 27. It's just as if as soon as you saw your name on that list, saying you passed the exam, oh, promotion is certain. You just march on. You know you are going to the next class. Nobody can stop you. Revelation 21, verse 27. The Bible says, and there shall no wise enter into it. That is, there shall no wise enter into heaven anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Who is the owner of the book? The Lamb, yes, Jesus Christ himself. If you have your name written in the Lamb's book of life, you will enter into heaven. Because it will mean the blood of the Lamb has already washed you from all sins. And so you are clean. And so you can enter into heaven. And you can't go in there to defile the place anymore because you are clean. But if there is any drop of sin left in your life, any spot or blemish or any wrinkle or any such thing in your life, sorry, you won't be able to enter. You just will not be able to. But as soon as they look at the book of life and they find your name there, it means automatically you have passed the test. The blood has cleansed you and you are clean. So in you go. That brings us to point number four. When do you get this name written in the book of life? It is at the new birth. Soon as you are born again, you have a new name written down in glory. As a matter of fact, the name you will have written there will be a brand new name. It will be different from the one that you know. Because the Bible tells us in John chapter 1, from verses 11 and 12, he said he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to them who received him, gave he power to be called what? Sons of God. That's John 1, 11 and 12. And then in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, he said, Beloved, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called sons of God. When you get born again, you get a new name. Brand new name. You know the kind of names we used to bear before. You know, names like Oma Jaye Jaye, Babake, you know, Afari Oma Yakuba, that kind of name. You know what I'm talking about. Some of you know the names you used to bear. I mean, when your friends see you coming, you know the name they call you. But then, when you become born again, you get a brand new name. You are now called a child of God. Even the people in the world, they recognize that name. I mean, you misbehave. And they come to you and they say, but you call yourself what? So they know you have a new name. They know you are no longer the same person they used to know. They know you are different. Remember one occasion we were building a house, one of the churches somewhere in Lagos State here. And then some talks came to disturb us. And our pastor there used to be the leader of that particular gang. So when he heard about the talks, he went there and said, don't you know, what do you want to do? I am the one, I'm the pastor here. They said, yes, sir. In the past, if we see you, we tremble. Now you are no longer one of us. Get out of the way, or we finish you. At least they recognize that it's no longer one of them. I don't know if your old gang can say that to you. Maybe you see, go in and out as if nothing has happened at all. You become new if it is true that you are born again. Look at what the Bible said in Isaiah 62. Verse 2. Isaiah 62, verse 2. The Almighty God said in his word, he said, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. You shall be called by what? A new name. Who is going to pronounce that new name? The Lord himself gives you a new name. And that new name will be written down in glory. Now the Bible says the joy of having your name in that book of life is far, far greater than the joy of working miracles. You know, there are some of us here who may never become a world evangelist. Which is a shame though, because God expects you to go into all the world. Amen? And then there will be some of us who for one reason or another just won't make it. But if they remain holy, if they are genuinely born again, if their names are in the book of life, they make it to heaven. And then there are some people who are out there casting out demons, raising the dead, opening blind eyes, but they are not living according to the word of God. I'm sorry to say, they won't even make it to heaven. Look at it. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 to 20. Luke 10, 17 to 20. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Verse 20. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Why should we rejoice? Not because we cast out demons, not because we make the lame to walk, not because we open blind eyes. He said, that's not what should be your joy. Your joy should be that your names are in that book of life. And that brings me to the big one, where I am really heading. I believe the little that I've said thus far is enough for those of you who are not yet born again to get born again. Because if you don't get born again, your name will not be there. If your name is not there, you're not going to heaven. I'm not the one who said so. It's the Almighty God himself. The one who holds the key to heaven. It's the one who says so. If I say you are not going to come to redemption camp, and then we can argue about that. Because I can still tell my boys at the gate to turn you back. But when it comes to heaven, the one who can turn you back or take you in is not Pastor Adeboye, it's the Almighty God. Amen? Amen? Now that Almighty God now says, if your name is not in the book of life, you will not enter. Is that one clear? I mean, it's as simple as that. It's like Jesus Christ saying, in my Father's house, there are many mansions there, and you can argue with him. You argue with him on the last day, we'll find out. It's like Jesus Christ saying, there's only one way to my Father. No man cometh unto my Father except by me. And you can argue with him and say, no, how can there be only one way to heaven? There are several other ways. I know the ways of the Chinese. I know the ways of the Indian. Fine. No problem. When the day comes, we will see whether it's the Chinese who will open the door, or the Indian, or the American, or Jesus himself. I mean, I said, this is my Father's house. You're asking for trouble? Now, the one who holds the key to heaven says, there's only one condition for you to be able to enter in. Your name must be in my own book, in his book of life, in the Lamb's book of life. So if you are not yet born again, your name is not there. So you better do something about that today. That's for those of you who are not yet born again. Now let's talk to those of us who are already born again. Suppose somebody goes to look at those names that have been written on the board, and he sees his name there, Babagunwa. Oh, he says, I thought so. I made it. Baba's Baba. And he goes on rejoicing. And then, after he's gone, he gets a letter saying, sorry, you have been asked to withdraw from the university. Why? I cannot be asked to withdraw. I passed. I mean, even my name was there on the board. So he rushes in to see the secretary. This letter is a mistake. I saw my name there written. The secretary said, I'm sorry, sir. The problem is not mine. I just wrote what they asked me to write. Go in and see the prof. Then they opened the door. I said, prof, I got this letter, sir. Why? And prof said, oh, so you are Baba Gun. I said, yeah, we discovered that you colluded with someone. You cheated in the examination, so your exams have been cancelled. and your name has been withdrawn. Now what do you think that fellow will feel? How do you think the fellow will feel? Brethren, I have evidence to show you that names that were once written in the book of life can be removed. I want to show you the evidence. Just share it with you briefly. The names that have been there could also be removed. Exodus 32. Let's start from there. Exodus 32. I'm reading from verse 32 to 33. Exodus 32, 32 to 33. Moses was praying to the Almighty God. Let's take it from verse 31. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, "Oh, these people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sins, well, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written." Moses even knew that there was such a book. Now see the response of the Lord in verse 33. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book." Who said that one? God said, the name might be there before, but you sin against me, I blot it out. You know, as they used to say, they said it is the Englishman who made the pencil, who also made the eraser. God says, I can write the name there, and I can blot it out. Oh, let's look at some examples. You know the story of Judas Iscariot very well. I've just read to you the story of the 70 returning. It was among the 70 who returned, casting out demons, healing the sick, and they came rejoicing and said, "Lord, even demons, devils, are subject to us through thy name." Jesus Christ said, "Congratulations. But don't rejoice on that, but rejoice because your names have been written in heaven, in the book of life." But later on, Judas Iscariot did something that got his name removed. Look at how the Bible recorded it for us. Acts chapter 1, verse 15 to 17. Acts 1, 15 to 17, and then 20 to 25. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. "Men and brethren, this scripture must needs be fulfilled, have been fulfilled with the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Ghost, by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us, and had obtained a part of this ministry." And let's jump to verse 20. "For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Wherefore of these men which have complained with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou Lord, which knowest the heart of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place." There's a place for some people whose name are not in the book of life. I'm not going there. I pray you won't go there too. Amen. Oh yes, there's a place for those who are asked to withdraw from the university. It's a place of shame. It's a place of hiding. It's a place of agony. It's a place of tribulation. It's a place for those whose names are blotted out of the book of life. Judas was an example. Let's take another example. There's a man called Demas. Might not be too well known to many of you, but he was a mighty man of God. In fact, he was ranked with Luke The one who wrote the gospel according to St. Luke. Look at what Paul said concerning him. In Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4. Verse 14. When Paul was writing to the Colossians, he said, Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Luke, the beloved physician, and who? Demas. Demas was high up. He was on the level of Luke. And then, in fact, he called him by another name in the book of Philemon. I hope you know where the book of Philemon is. If you don't know, that's all right. You will get your query when you get to heaven. Because Philemon will say, did you read the book written about me? And say, I didn't even know the book is in the Bible. All right, it's just before Hebrews. And if you have never read it before, read it today. Philemon, the only chapter, verses 23 and 24. There salute thee, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, Marcus, Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers. My fellow what? Laborers. In other words, Demas was a pastor, at the very, very least. That is, if we don't want to call him an apostle, but here, this is what Apostle Paul said. He called him my fellow laborer. They were co-ministers of the gospel. His name was not just written in the book of life. He was not just born again. He was ordained. He was high up. But then, did he end in heaven? Unfortunately, no. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. Paul, writing to Timothy, said, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. What happened to Demas? He loved the present world, and so he backslid. And his name was taken from the book of life. He was born again. He even became a minister. He was ordained. He was a colleague of Luke, who wrote the gospel according to St. Luke. But he never made it. His name was withdrawn. Now, just take a look at some of the people whose names were withdrawn. I could go on and on, but we don't have the time. God said, whosoever sin against me, I will blot out his name. Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus Christ. His name was blotted out. Demas loved the present world, and his name was blotted out. Oh, there will be several people who will cast out demons and raise the dead, and their names will be blotted out. Why? Because they failed the test. They failed the examination. Because they fall into sin. Because they get lifted up. Let me warn you, brother. There's a very simple way of finding out if your name is still in the book of life or is already out. Very simple way of finding out. If the joy you knew when you were born again, you know that kind of joy when you are jumping up and down. This morning, for example, now I just gave you a little test. I asked you to sing. I'm rejoicing my name has been written. And I was watching your faces. And I saw the way some people were singing that song. The joy wasn't there anymore. Because the name might have been removed. Because those things that you say you will never do again, you are back. You're back to them. And what causes people to lose their salvation? It's only one word. Only one word. And that's pride. Yeah, I know you will say sin, of course, but I just wanted to pinpoint which sin. It is what? Pride. When we were just born again, we were babies. Whatever they ask us to do, as soon as we see it in the Word of God, we go straight ahead and we do it. But then after some time, I know the Bible too, you know. In those days when we were born again, we didn't know where Timothy was or Philemon or Thessalonians. But now we know it from cover to cover. And we have had so many sermons that even before the preacher begins, we know where it's going to end. I mean, for example, you can predict what will be my own conclusion now. You know at the end of the day, I'm going to ask you to leave. I can't hear you. So you know the end of the sermon, even before I start. And suddenly, we begin to swell. Pride begins to come in. See, a proud man can't pray the way he should pray. A proud man can't worship God the way he should worship God. A proud man can't obey the pastor without a little bit of argument here and there. I mean, a proud man cannot sit down where the usher has asked him to sit down. I mean, they look at the usher. Who is this fellow? I say this is where I want to sit. He's asking me to sit here. Get out of my way. Gradually, you begin to feel, without me, God can't do his work. Without me, heaven cannot be full. Without me, Jesus will not even return. You see, pride is a subtle thing. It doesn't grab you. If many times when you are proud, you don't even know. A man can even become proud doing the work of God. Do you know that? I mean, you are laying hands on the sick and they are getting healed, casting out demons. And then you begin to boast. Anybody who has a problem, let them come to me and they will see the power of God. What have you just said? That you are God. Anyone who has problem, let them come to me and they will see what? The moment pride comes in, the moment you can no longer say yes sir, yes ma'am, yes Lord, the moment you have to argue and twist and have your own way, all the other things will be added. That brings me to the conclusion. If my name has been there, how can I guarantee that the name will remain there? Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. Revelation 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Whose name will not be blot out of the book of life? He that overcometh. Now what exactly does that one mean? He that overcometh. Does that mean that anyone who can overcome the devil, or who can overcome demons, or who can overcome false brethren, or who can overcome difficulties? No. Brethren, the overcomer is the one who overcomes himself. Who is the overcomer? Once you can overcome yourself, the rest is simple. If the death from within does not kill, the death from outside cannot kill. If you can get yourself to that situation where you are dead to the world, if you can say with Paul, I am crucified with Christ. When you crucify somebody, what happens to him? He's dead. Once you can overcome yourself, because nobody knows you like yourself. You know your weaknesses. I used to know mine. Thank God. God has given me victory. You know your weaknesses. If you can conquer yourself, if you can destroy that inside of you which can in future destroy you, you are free. If you are dead. See, dead people don't sin. If you are dead, you are dead. I mean, dead people don't fornicate, do they? Dead people don't get angry. If you are dead, you are dead. Met a young man the other day. He said, I've been watching you for 15 years. When I was a student at Louth, you have been coming there to preach to us. It is amazing that you have not changed in 15 years. I said, dead people don't change. He said, it's amazing. We've seen all kinds of things happening among Christians. We've seen traces of American this and that. And I said, dead people don't change. I died. If I'm alive today, it's Christ that is living in me. Are you dead? Because when you are dead, then you have won. Because the final victory comes at death. And you can die this morning. You can tell the Almighty God, crucify me this morning. Crucify anything in me that is not of God and leave only those things that are divine. Are you ready to pray that prayer? Are you sure? We shall see. Be careful before you pray it. Remember, years ago, we received a lecture on fornication and adultery. We're very young and very zealous for the Lord. And one brother prayed and said, God, if I'm going to fornicate tomorrow, make me impotent today. We all heard that. We said, that's your own prayer. That's too much. It didn't take us 3 months to realize that he was correct, we were wrong. Brethren, anything that will take your name out of the book of life, you better deal with it. You better talk to the Almighty God today and say, anything in me that is not divine, crucify this money. Now we're going to sing a song. It's a question and answer song. So I'm going to ask you, will you be ready when the Lord shall come? If you know you'll be ready, answer me, you'll be ready. As we sing the song, those of you who are not born again, whose name are not yet in the book of life, you better come to the altar. I'm not going to beg you. If you don't want to come, stay there. It's up to you. On the day of judgment, they will show you what I'm telling you this morning. Before they say, sorry, you had an opportunity to have your name in the book of life, but you failed to get the name there. So if you want to be born again, as soon as you begin to sing the song, you come to the altar. Shall we stand, please? Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Oh yes,
I will be ready. I will be ready. I will be ready when the Lord.
To Jesus, come now. Come straight away to the altar, and the Lord will receive you, and He will save your soul.
Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Oh yeah, I will be ready.
Out there and you have not given your life to Jesus, you can come now before it is too late. Those of you who know that once your name has been written, but you have backslidden, you better call on the Almighty God to have mercy on you to rewrite your name in the book of life. Those of us who think we are still standing, let's talk to him and say, Father, crucify me today. Crucify everything in me that could cause my name ever to be removed from the book of life. Shall we pray now? And those of you who have come for salvation, cry unto him and say, Father, save my soul. Have mercy on me. Write my name in the book of life. Today, let my name be written in the book of life. And if you are not sure that your name is there at all, you can come to the altar. You can come and make assurance doubly sure. You can come and call to the Almighty God. If your name is not there, you will go to hell. Please come now. The Lord is waiting. He's waiting to save your soul. Let's talk to the Almighty God. You can't deceive him. You can't bribe him. There's no repentance in the grave. If you get there and your name is not there, it will be too late. There'll be nothing you can do then. It is only while you are here that you can make sure that your name is written in the book of life. Please come. Come quickly now. The Lord is waiting to save your soul. He's waiting to be merciful unto you. If you want to come and give your life to Jesus, come to the altar now. Come very quickly. The Lord is waiting, and he will be merciful unto you. Let's talk to the Lord now.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact us on our USA address, 4307 Highway 90A, Stafford, Texas, 77477, or call 281-936-1825. Or visit our Nigeria office, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutimeta, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 0708-756-9132 or 281-936-1825. Remember, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.